to Luke, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "There is a wealthy landowner who, having received reports of a steward mismanaging the property, summoned the steward and said, 'What's this I hear about you? Give me an account of your service, for it's about to come to an end.' The steward thought, 'What will I do next? My employer is going to fire me. I can't dig ditches. I'm ashamed to go begging. I have it. Here's a way to make sure that people will take me into their homes when I'm let go.' So the steward called in each of the landowner's debtors. The steward said to the first, 'How much do you owe my employer?' The debtor replied, 100 jars of oil. The steward said, 'Take your invoice, sit down quickly, and make it 50. To another, the steward said, 'How much do you owe?' The answer came, 100 measures of wheat. And the steward said, 'Take your invoice and make it 80. Upon hearing this, the owner gave this devious worker credit for being enterprising. Why? Because the children of this world are more astute and dealing with their own kind than are the children of the light. So I tell you, make friends for yourselves through your use of this world's goods, so that when they fail you, you'll be welcomed into an eternal home. If you can trust others in little things, you can also trust them in greater. And anyone unjust in a slight matter will also be unjust in a greater. If you can't be trusted with filthy lucre, who will trust you with true riches? And if you haven't been trustworthy with someone else's money, who will give you your own? Subordinates can't have two superiors. Either they'll hate the one and love the other, or be attentive to the one and despise the other. You can't worship both God and money." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Jesus says, "You cannot worship both God and money." Okay, let's take deep breaths. Okay, let's shake it out. We are going to talk about God, money, and the most difficult parable in the Bible. This morning's text focuses on God, money, wealth, and oppressing the poor. It's really light stuff, really. It's going to be easy. Nothing too heavy. This uneasy stuff that we're diving into is going to be hard and challenging. So feel free to take deep breaths throughout this sermon as you need to. And keep focused that this is okay. We can talk about the hard things in church. But really, our first reading, Amos, is about those scheming to make money off of the poor. Well, not really money, because that wasn't invented yet, but they were scheming about how to benefit from the poor by tilting their scales and selling subpar products. Then in Luke, we read about a landowner and a steward who is about to be fired. We don't know exactly what the steward did to be fired, but instantly, the steward becomes worried about his future and how he will live and eat. So he rushes off and cuts everyone's debts to the landowner, which surprisingly the landowner appreciates and lets him keep his job. This devious steward, as the text calls him, works the system in his favor so that he doesn't have to be poor and beg. He was terrified of being poor and homeless, not willing to dig ditches or to beg. And then right in the middle, we get this psalm that says, "You raise the poor from the dust and lift the needy from the dung heap to give them a place at the table with rulers, with the leader of your people." Sandwiched between these two stories about the poor being oppressed and unjust systems working in favor of the devious, we read and are reminded that God is on the side of the poor and oppressed. Yahweh gives power to the powerless and creates a place at the leader's table for the voiceless. The devious steward, the landowner, and those oppressors from Amos do not read this psalm and shout alleluia. The exact people they are attempting to keep down and continue to benefit from, Yahweh is lifting up. Psalm 113 is not good news to oppressors and wealthy schemers. Yahweh is threatening their privilege and their power and their devious schemes. If the poor and needy are at the table, they will know about the devious get-rich-quick schemes. You cannot worship both God and money. Maybe this isn't good news to us either, as Jesus gives a massive warning against the uses of wealth. Let's face it, we live in a society that worships wealth. We are literally killing our planet over wealth. The richer you get, the less taxes you pay. If you have money, you can pay your way into colleges or out of legal trouble. We function daily in an unjust marketplace where the scales are tilted. Like payday loans and wage stagnation, student loans, the list could go on and on. In this unjust marketplace, our society worships money. And this isn't good news. You cannot worship both God and money. Our city worships wealth. Housing prices continue to rise while the minimum wage remains the same. Jeff Bezos, one of the wealthiest men alive, cuts his part-time employees' health benefits, and we don't see a dime in taxes from his successful companies. Our homelessness crisis remains a crisis, while new market price apartment buildings pop up all over the city. Our city worships money, and this isn't good news. We cannot worship God and money, because those are two opposing realities. In Amos, wealth, or the future idea of wealth, encourages cheating the poor and creating a devious scheme. In Luke, the thought of losing privilege and wealth results in working the system, not to help those in debt, but to help ourselves. Wealth encourages cheating the poor and creating a devious system. But then we catch a glimpse of a different reality in Psalm 113, a reality where the poor are raised from the dust, the needy from the dung heap, and given a place at the table with rulers, a place at the table where these devious schemes are written and rules are made to benefit the rulers. And if this isn't enough to convince you that we cannot worship both God and money, read the end of our Amos passage. Yahweh swears by the pride of Jacob, "I will never forget a single thing you have done." God's reality is a just marketplace. God's reality is everyone, every person, having a seat at the table. God's reality is economic equity. This is the kingdom of God. But maybe this isn't good news to us either. You cannot worship both God and money. We like money, right? We need money to participate in the society and to live. We work hard to receive our money. So it doesn't feel great when Jesus vehemently warns us against money and wealth. It doesn't feel great because we know at some level that we benefit from the system. We benefit from a system that oppresses the poor and creates a never-ending cycle of oppression and poverty. We may be benefiting or have benefited from devious schemes or tilting the scales in our favor. It is a harsh and uncomfortable thing to say that we benefit from this system, and yet we do. There are times when we have been so concerned with our own economic position that we forget to notice our neighbor. There are times when it is just way too convenient to use Amazon that we forget how their workers are treated. There are times when we know we shouldn't spend our money at this establishment, but we do it anyway. We are constantly, constantly surrounded by this unjust system of wealth that is set up in our society. We don't really have much of a choice but to participate in it. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a person who will have the biggest dreams about taking down unjust systems and fighting the man till the bitter end. But honestly, friends, I don't see an end in sight to this economic system we have set up. We are a part of it. We need to name that. So what do we do? We cannot serve both God and money. I think a fair first start is acknowledging the ways we benefit from this economic system, the ways in which we gain power and privilege through economic means, and if necessary, repent of the ways in which we benefit. It is so easy to be brainwashed by money and live into society's call to want more and earn more. In those times when we start slipping into the brainwashing of money, we do not notice our neighbor. We do not notice those who the system is oppressing. It really comes down to loving our neighbor. When we take the focus off of ourselves and our economic wants and begin to notice and serve our neighbor, it is at that moment we stop worshiping money and start worshiping God. We find ways together to participate in the economic system without falling prey to its schemes. We find ways together to serve God with the means that we have earned. There are times when this will not feel like good news, when we benefit while others suffer. But there is always, always good news in serving our neighbor or sharing our wealth. It is always good news when we can use our money to support organizations who make a difference in the world, like, say, the churches you attend. Shameless stewardship plug there. But in reality, we should give freely of what we have earned. This free giving should not feel like a burden or a requirement, but we should do so gladly, knowing that we are furthering the kingdom of God. When we shift our focus from money to God, a whole new realm of possibilities are open to us. It is good news that God lifts up the poor and the needy and the oppressed. It is good news that we cannot serve both God and money. It is good news because God notices the least of these among us and makes a way. It is good news because money will not hold us captive, and we will be set free by the grace of God. So while there are times when this feels like the worst news ever, because we benefit, just remember that God has a way, and we can join it. We can shift our actions and behaviors and worship God instead of money. We can give a seat to the least of these at the table and ensure that God's justice continues to reign because of how we spend our money. We do the good we can with the resources we have, not to extend unjust economic systems, but to extend the kingdom of God. Be freed from the shackles of money and live freely into the reality that this is the kingdom of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.